When we're watching football now, we've got the replays, the close-ups, the captions. How important is the commentator?
Gosh, what a very good opening question. I still think the commentator's role is to try to persuade...
BBC Young said it's daytime with Danny and Lou. Now, it's one of the most common forms of disability around, and yet it's one we can never detect by looking at someone.
Just imagine what it would be like to lose your hearing. Maybe not completely, just so that you lose that ability to distinguish sounds and frequencies.
Just like when you get water in your ear in the shower.
Barry Russell joins me from the Environment Agency now. I'm really dodging around it, but to be honest, there's only one real question to ask you tonight. Will Abingdon flood?
Well, it's a very difficult question to answer.
No, obviously the information is still coming in about what's been happening in London. Let's try and make it as clear as we can do and explain what's going on. With me is Martin. You're listening to a special programme here at BBC Oxford 95.2. With me is defence analyst Peter Carrick-Adams from the Military College in Shrivenham. Many thanks for joining us, Peter. Tony Blair, they're saying it's reasonably clear these are a series of terrorist attacks. Would you agree?
Yeah, we've got no doubt about that.
But my daughter, the hook on seat, went through the windscreen. And so she had to have 500 stitches in her face.
500?
500. She went to Cosford Hospital, and the surgeon, whose name was Mr. Winsper, his wife had taught him to embroider. And that's what he did. He embroidered her face. So quite a few.
I want people to realise just how horrific this is if this happens, and why you need to wear a seatbelt. What did it look like when you saw her?
Horrible. I can't even describe how it feels. My husband had to be taken out because he was going to pass out. He'd never seen anything so horrific in all his life.
Caroline, it's really good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Many thanks for your call this morning.
Okay, bye, Danny.
Have you been in an accident where a seatbelt has saved your life? Critics have accused the Archbishop of Canterbury of muddled and dangerous thinking for suggesting that introducing Muslim courts in the UK would improve social cohesion. Dr. Rowan Williams said it would be inevitable. It was inevitable that some aspects of Sharia law would be adopted here. Now, the government says there's no way that will happen, but speaking last night, he stood by his remarks.
It's uncomfortably true that this introduces into our thinking about law what some would see as a market element. This market element seems unavoidable.
Joining me now is Dr. Taj Hage from the Muslim Educational Centre of Oxford. Were you surprised by what Dr. Williams said yesterday?
Yes, absolutely, because we feel that there's no need for any...
Is Sharia upheld by courts, or is it more just a way of life?
In this country, obviously, it's not upheld by court, so it's just a way of life. But even
I was trying to get my head around this morning. There are some confusions, aren't there, particularly when it comes to divorce and how it could work alongside British law.
Well, I mean, for example, the Sharia is actually...
Finally, if you were to meet up with the Archbishop of Canterbury, what would you say?
Bluntly, you are misguided. I think he has been influenced by the mullahs, the long-bearded Muslims with their funny dress, which had nothing to do with British values.
Dr. Taj Hage from the Muslim Educational Centre of Oxford, many thanks for joining us. It's 20 minutes past nine. It's Friday morning and a very special daytime. Welcome along as we do our bit to mark the annual BBC Children in Need appeal.
Over the next 3 hours, Pudsey and I will be travelling to one side of the county to the other, starting from Stoke and Church in the east and hopefully ending up at Burford in the west.
Lou and Pudsey will be stopping off at many of your fundraising events along the way while I link up to others in the county.
Daytime with Danny and Lou.
With 30 seconds to go, did she make the challenge? Lou, where are you right now?
I can't believe what I've just done. I've just run from the car and listen to this. That is the Gloucestershire sign, which means we are right on the border of Oxfordshire and Gloucestershire.
BBC Radio Shropshire for a Thursday morning. I'm Danny Cox. Talking about the advice you get from all sorts of places at the birth of your firstborn. Where do you turn? This is BBC Radio Derby for a Saturday morning. I'm Danny Cox, looking to find out what your dog, what kind of distress it's caused you. What's it eaten in your household? Phone me 01332 616161. Or text me 81333. Start your message with the word Derby. We're on the search in the next hour for the kind of things your dog eats. And when faced with dog food, you can kind of understand why. And a great song from the 80s from Starship on the way.
on FM, AM and online. Sony Station of the Year. BBC Radio Derby.